Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. It is Friday, the 17th of July. I am Ross Charlie. That man there is Jack Gill. I think he's that way. I got it right. We're here to give you our latest fix of Liverpool news, starting with a bit of football news, Jack, and it's breaking from about half an hour ago, probably, is that there's plans to let fans back into stadiums. I've taken this from the Mail, so I do apologise. But the green light for fans to return to stadiums has been given by the Prime Minister, which could let spectators back in from October, with test events, including cricket, starting in just 9 days' time. So a series of successful test events from later this month, including county champion cricket, horse racing, snooker, among pilot events. Obviously, been in lockdown with no fans since March. But I suppose it's just a positive sign, Jack. Now, obviously, we can't take this for gospel because things might change very quickly. And we noticed that in the past couple of months. But it's something to kind of cling hope to. You know, we all know football hasn't been the same. We all miss it. You know, it's watched it from the TV, whether you got the noise on or you haven't got it on, you know, just the actual, whether you call it a product or whether you're just a fan of football, the whole thing is just, hasn't been the same. So if we can get people back in as quickly as possible, as safely as possible, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's about slowly getting back to normality, isn't it? And that's what we've done recently with opening pubs and stuff like that. So it's a good sign for football as well. I think there was something the other day about the 5 substitutions still being allowed going into next season and the drinks break as well. Things that I'm not really a fan of. But what we definitely need is fans back at football, because as we've said throughout, this football isn't the same without fans. It's gone from being nothing without fans to not the same, really. We'd much rather all have football as it is at the moment than without it. But you know what we all want really is fans back at the football, and I don't think it'll be normality straight away. We spoke before going on air about how it'll probably be hospitality and boxes and things like that first, and getting attendances back up to full capacity eventually. But no matter what, the announcer at the Etihad will probably still say that they have 52,000 at the game.
Oh, I've even sat on that joke, Jack. Fucking hell. it's a great point about the hospitality stuff, but it's also a very dangerous game, isn't it? Because, you know, you're going to have... You know, football's a working class game, isn't it? There's the argument that clubs might do that suggests because they make so much money off it and they start getting money coming back in, which will lead to for transfers and the safety of people's jobs and stuff like that. But also, like, if you're a match going fan and you still contribute, you know, a lot of your money, a lot of your wages, like, you know, it's not just a ticket that you pay for a lot of people. You know, it's the environment around that, the pubs, you know, the food and stuff like that. So there's a lot of money that you know these people put into clubs. So they've got to be careful. You know, if it does go through, how to go about it.
I think the interesting thing as well is that they said in the announcement that it's all down to local authorities and things like the Premier League will make the decision itself. So it'll be up to the clubs probably, and it all depends on. So we saw Leicester in a local lockdown a few weeks ago. It would be like certain games will be allowed more capacity than others, maybe due to the situations in the city with the coronavirus and the R rate at that period of time. So it's a very interesting period, but it's good to know that we're going to have some sort of fans in stadiums sooner rather than later.
Hopefully. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Tom's going to pick some of them out and I'll read some of the very best. at the end. So do good work on that. Moving on to the story that you're all here for. And one I'm quite sick of, frankly, but we're going to talk about it anyway. There was a tweet last night from Christian Fowler. In fact, it was this morning at 7:07, who's from Build. He said, our story, Jurgen Klopp has informed the board of Liverpool Football Club that he wants Thiago for the upcoming season. There's some other elements to this, Jack, and it's quickly developed. Thiago agrees personal terms with Liverpool after Jurgen Klopp approved the transfer. That is coming from, I think, 13, that's from the Metro. So he's moved from Bayern Munich, according to reports in Germany. So it was, of course, Sport Bild, who did break some of the Timo Werner stuff to Liverpool initially. And I think he did the same with the Timo Werner stuff to Chelsea. But it's one, a report that just won't go away. And we were talking before off air of whether this might appease some of the people that have complained over the past couple of weeks about performances and individual performances on that basis and Liverpool kind of moving forward and not standing still. We know things are different, and maybe that if there's some positivity towards fans getting back in stadiums in October, clubs can then make plans to kind of spend that money, which they were kind of, you know, hesitant to spend in the first place.
Yeah, Klopp said in that much-awaited 10:30 announcement the other day, didn't he, that it was all dependent on the club not knowing at this point in time. And it was very much the fact that Liverpool won't do transfers at this current point as we don't know what's going on. And maybe if we're aware that there are fans available to come back in October and the club is able to still get money in through that, then it opens up to be able to make one or two signings. And it seems that Klopp wants Thiago, if you believe these sorts of reports. It's interesting, I've said throughout this, he doesn't really seem like a Klopp transfer. However, Klopp has spoke highly on him before. You've got Wijnaldum, will he stay? Will he be leaving? We don't know what's happening there. And personally, I think it is all dependent on that. I think if we do get Thiago, it will mean that Wijnaldum's on the way out. And I'm not really sure how I feel about that personally.
No, I'll be quite sad about that. And, you know, I said before, he's come under a lot of criticism in the past couple of weeks, but maybe, you know, and you made a good point of, like, he's not a flashy player. The stuff on Thiago, of, like, he's not a Klopp signing, I agree with that, but sometimes I think you have to be quite flexible in the market, you know, and his injury record and his age and stuff like that comes into account. But, you know, you see some of the stuff that he's capable of doing, which, you know, if he's a deeper line player in the midfield, then it frees Henderson up to move further forward. So we'll wait and see. But also today, Manchester United close to agreeing Thiago Alcantara transfer and more transfer rumours. This is from Manchester Evening News, Jack. So Manchester United reportedly close to signing Bayern Munich midfielder Thiago Alcantara. Solskjaer is hoping to build on his team's potential this summer and turn him into Premier League title contenders, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, Jude Bellingham went to Dortmund the other day as well, so they probably turned their attentions. But this is via Sports Witness. So this is a number of things for me, Jack. This is either a load of nonsense. This is possibly the Manchester Evening News just wanting to stir the pot, or maybe it's Bayern Munich or the agent of Thiago Alcantara just wanting to kind of hurry this along by going, oh, we'll just leak another story and we'll, you know, either push his price up, because I think there's some debate, apparently reports are saying, you know, I think Bayern want 35 or 30 million, Liverpool want to pay £22 million. So it's, you know, it's just a coincidence this has come out on the same day, and also clicks.
It seems
which we've done. I'm sorry.
He seems more a Man United sort of signing, but I'd absolutely love him at Liverpool, and I hope it's not the case that he goes to Man United. But we saw something similar with Fabinho, didn't we, when everyone seemed certain that he was going United, and then he ended up being a Liverpool player, and it slips under the radar. So I'm not really sure what's going on there personally, but hopefully he becomes a Liverpool player. I wouldn't like him to join United. He's a player that, you know, I think I would be fine if we don't sign him, but I'd hate it if he joined a rival club.
Yeah. It's hardly a tough decision, though, is it? Like, you know, Jurgen Klopp or Solskjaer. To be fair to Manchester United, this really pains me to say, but obviously the form of recent weeks has been pretty good. So, like you said, it strengthens them. If anything, you know, I don't think they're going to be title contenders for a couple of years, but, like, you know, he does improve them, he does go. Moving on, Emma Sanders tweeted this yesterday. Jack, I think this is some good news, particularly for the likes of Amy and Laurie, who look after the women's podcast. He said, with just a year left on women's three-year deal at Prenton Park, the club are looking at options for training facilities. BBC Sport understands the new £50 million Kirby training ground is among these options. And this has been a debate which has rumbled on for the past couple of months, of the inclusion of the women's side in the training ground. Will he, won't they? And we've seen with the Tranmere stuff they had trouble with. They've had loads of games postponed or called off because the state of the pitch wasn't great. You know, and they've had to go to Chester and all sorts of places. You know, if it's one club, isn't it? Like, if they're investing money in it, you know, it should be inclusive of all people. I know there's people who don't agree with that, whatever, but you know, I think they should be. It's not like they're mixing with the men's on the same pitch or whatever. You know, they're not stepping on each other's toes. You know what I mean? You should welcome everyone.
It's 2020, and it's about time they're included. I think the club needs to take some responsibility for the women's team after last season. What happened with them last season was a joke, to be honest with you, with how they ended up at Tranmere and the whole pitch situation at Tranmere. That wasn't just this season that they've struggled with that. It's been known for a couple of years that pitch isn't really good enough to have more than Tranmere play on it. So I think the club left them in the dark a bit this season, and we know they struggled on the pitch, but at times they couldn't get on the pitch and they couldn't get in the flow of playing football regularly because the pitch wasn't good enough. And at times it wasn't just Liverpool that noticed the pitch wasn't good enough, other clubs spoke about it too. So I think it's about time that we included them more, and I think a new facility is the perfect venue for the women's team to play, and hopefully that can be sorted.
Yeah, but hopefully it goes through because it's only around the corner from me, so they want to pop round for a brew, or the men's team, or Jürgen, you know, just let me know, and I'll pop the kettle on. We'll be fine. Other news, this came yesterday from The Athletic, talking about the left-back position. It turns out Yasser Larrucci, Jack, doesn't want to sign a new contract, and I've lost it where it is in this article. Basically, he says, like, you know, he wants to go play first-team football. He's not had much of a look in at Liverpool. I think he played a couple of pre-season games. There was it the Sporting Lisbon game where someone basically just tried to kick his leg off and he got injured. I think he might have played some of the cup games earlier on the season as well. So, and that's been one of the spots where Liverpool have been concerned about. He's been one of the names that's been mentioned. I think him with Adam Lewis, who signed a new contract later on this week as well, as did Jake Kane today this morning, I think, as well, didn't he? So have you seen enough of Yasser Larrucci that would warrant an argument to say that he should be in and around the first team? Obviously, we saw Nico Williams play left-back. I think it was Aston Villa the other week. You know, so obviously he's ahead in the pecking order. He's been around the first team a lot more. Well, we haven't actually seen Yasser Larrucci in just in a couple of spots, as I mentioned before.
It's an interesting one with Larrucci because there's no doubt in his talent. He's a very talented player. He's got a lot of pace. But personally, I don't see him as a left back. He wasn't good enough defensively. And even in the under-23s, he was played in the nine position a lot this season. And he wasn't a first-choice winger for them. But he wasn't a first-choice left back for the under-23s either. And he was more a utility sort of player where you could play him anywhere and he'd be happy playing anywhere. But he looked like he was going to make his breakthrough at left back for Liverpool. That seemed the only position where he'd make his breakthrough for LFC. But I think Klopp prefers Adam Lewis, and personally I prefer Adam Lewis because I think he's a more well-rounded left-back, and if anyone's going to be an understudy to Robbo from the youth side, personally I'd rather it be him or Tony Gallagher. So, you know, I think it's the right time for Larrucci to come on, to move on, sorry, and I think it's the best thing for him to find first-team football elsewhere and the best thing for his career. I saw Brentford being touted as a team that would be after him, and I think he would make a fantastic signing for them.
And just quickly on the other lads as well, I mentioned Jake Kane, Adam Lewis, and I'm sure there was one other this week, have to forgive me because busy. But it's encouraging sign that Liverpool getting these players on long-term contracts, whether that's for them to stay at the club or protect their value or to put them out on loan, but they're doing things in the right way, aren't they? It's encouraging to keep that group together.
Yeah, the youth market may be more important than ever with the current coronavirus situation, and what's been brilliant to see over the last few years is our academy is working really, really well. And we've got some really fantastic young players that it's important to make sure we've got them on good deals because young players want to play regular first-team football. Jadon Sancho was one of the first players to change things in English football and how young players look at things, and that is that moving abroad or moving lower down the football pyramid is good for young players. In past years, we've seen that players like to stay at clubs in England for as long as possible, especially when they're at top clubs. But now clubs are realising that getting first-team football is very important, and we see that from players like Larrucci. But talents like Jake Kane, it's important to tie down to long-term contracts and make sure they stay with us. We've seen in the past with young players like, let's talk about Bobby Duncan, where we were able to steal him off Man City, and then he has a brilliant season with Liverpool before moving on to Fiorentina, stuff like that, where it's easy to pick up off other clubs. The same with Dom Solanke, where we got him from Chelsea on the cheap, of course, and then made big money from him going to Bournemouth. So it's important to get these young players tied down on long deals, and Jay Kane is another one that I believe will be a very good player for us in the future.
It's mad you mentioned Bobby Duncan. I literally forgotten about him because I haven't seen him anywhere since he left. Last story before I get some of your comments. It's not really a story. Liverpool Football Club show off the cop ahead of Premier League trophy lift at Anfield. If you've been on social media or YouTube over the past couple of days, you wouldn't think that Liverpool were lifting a Premier League trophy on Wednesday, but they are. So they donned it up with put loads of flags. They took loads of seats out, which I saw a couple of people on Twitter saying, put my seat back, which I thought was quite funny. But it's just going to be... It's going to be a shame because there's going to be no fans there, Jack, but like, you still got to take that moment and you still got to enjoy it, and the fact that, you know, it's going to be a spectacle, it's going to be something that we're all going to remember for the rest of our lives. Jordan Henderson might be injured, but, you know, he's either going to be in full kit or full trackie doing the shuffle.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things I've been asked. I did an article with This Is Anfield the other day, and they asked, is it something that, you know, does it feel like an anti-climax now that we've won the league and we've had a couple of results like this? But personally, I don't think it is at all. And it's about, yes, it's a shame that there's no fans in the stadium, but it's about finding something that's equally as good and celebrating in our own unique style. And you know, we've been brilliant throughout this whole coronavirus stuff with bringing unique things like those Zoom calls and stuff like that. And I'm sure that it'll be a fantastic spectacle and it'll be a brilliant week for the city. Nonetheless, despite the fact that there's no fans in the stadium, we'll still find our own way of celebrating, and that is decorating the cop, that is seeing that Hendo shuffle. Things that will bring us a smile on our faces. And the form of late hasn't been great, but we've waited for this for 30 years and we are definitely going to celebrate it our own way.
Good. Right, to some of your comments on the fans returning, Stephen Somerville says, hopefully the people who are going into the grounds can keep a distance, then it's all right. Hopefully, yeah, there's plenty of space, and whether they do that in, you know, increments of 10,000 to 15,000, we'll have to wait and see. Antiago Turk Job says, if Klopp wants him, then get him. Simple as yes, it's that easy. MathXWS says, pushing Gini further forward and slotting in Thiago isn't a bad idea. He does so well there for the Dutch national team, so it's not a bad shout. However, who would you replace? And that's some of one thing we were talking about before, Jack, wasn't it? You know, if Thiago goes into that deep role, it's like Cameron, him and Fabinho, Henderson, you can put further forward, and you don't have to switch him in that six either. There's lots of competition for places, isn't there? And across multiple positions. So, like, to have the likes of Kate, to Chamberlain, Gini, Hendo, Curtis Jones in there as well, Minamino, we're not kind of sure where his role might be. I suspect it'll be a bit further forward. But it's healthy to have that competition. I've said this for ages, of like, you know, going the quick turnaround from the rest of the season, having potentially 6 weeks off and going straight into next season, then plus a summer of international football as well. You've got to manage these players properly. You know, it's all right saying you've got a favourite three or these people you want to play week in, week out, but Klopp has to manage them, not just for fitness, but, you know, fitness, rhythm, confidence, and actually to manage the people to make sure that they're all happy as well. It's a tough task to ask, but if you've got those you know, six, seven midfielders in at your disposal, you know, it certainly cements us at the top of a title challenge again, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly. It gives us multiple different options if we bring Thiago in. Pajak will love it because it makes a 4-2-3-1 more likely.
Oh, God.
And, you know, with stuff like that, it frees up Henderson and Gini. But, you know, I think we have a brilliant midfield as it is. We have many different midfield options, and people often talk about a creative midfield and something like that. But I think Thiago would be a great addition to the squad. I just personally feel like the only way we're getting him is if someone like Gini is to go out the door, but that's just me.
Yeah, we'll find out soon because the transfer window opens next couple of weeks. Three more comments before we go. Johnny Walker, Kevin De Bruyne is 29. Thiago is world-class, would improve our squad depth, get him cheap and manage him well. We need squad depth and quality urgently as our bench is weak. On the trophy, Rob D says, great to see that despite no fans, the club are going to give the boys the best trophy celebrations that they can next week. Sounds like it'll be F awesome. I can't say that again because my daughter's in the next room. And ZZ says, all the fans will be outside the ground. Yeah, possibly. We obviously don't encourage or condone that. But on that point, actually, Johnny, the game has switched from Sky TV to Pick TV, so it's free for everyone, and I think part of that is to encourage people to stay at home and watch it.
Yeah, fantastic news that they've done that. I think no matter what, there will be some sort of celebrations and people will want to go out and celebrate, but, you know, it's all about doing it in a way as safe as possible, isn't it? And we saw different things about when we actually won the league and outside Anfield. I think that looked amazing on the night, but things the day after at the Pierhead obviously wasn't on. So hopefully everyone that does want to go out and celebrate, that's absolutely fine, but think of everyone else around you and think about doing it in a respectable fashion.
Very mature, Jack. Thank you. Well, I think we'll end it there. Thank you very much for listening and for watching. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to Red Bend News, enjoy your weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. Ta-ra.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.